one more time. Or two more times, or three more times, the Milwaukee Bucks will win an NBA championship. But no matter what happens, this was an A-plus move by the Bucks. John Horst nailed it. He's a beast. Only got rid of Drew Grayson, a 2029 pick, and they get Dane time. Kyle Bruss and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Bruss, Kyle Walls, Brad Nortman, Chris Larson run the show. We are excited to be joined now by former NBA player. He's played in a world, I'll call it a world championship. I know that's a debate nowadays if the NBA championship, world championship. He played in a world
not
championship.
Not a real debate.
I agree, world championship.
You're right, no, NBA
the
finals.
The best players in the world come to play NBA, in the
sure.
NBA.
Well, listen
NBA,
to Noel Lyles.
Debate finals. Over.
No, NBA Tony's, finals.
Shut up,
he played
Noel
NBA
Lyles.
Finals. He didn't play in the
Tony title. Smith joins us. Tony, what was your initial reaction when you heard that Damian Lillard was going to be coming to the city of Milwaukee?
Dame time! Dame dollar, man. Hey, he is a... He is a box office draw. That's what he is. Like he's somebody you come to see is Dame Lillard. And I think for the Bucks, they had to make a move like this with the talk with Giannis talking about like I'm gonna wait to see what the team does. That's a signal, right? An unsaid signal. Like we got to make a move. I don't think running it back is gonna work for me again. So they were afraid of that. I think this is why you see this is a splashy move. They could have made other moves to fortify the team, but this is the splashy move.
Is the splashy move the right move in your opinion?
Don't know. I mean, there's definitely got a chance. There's a good track record for high scoring duels, which we got to expect these guys to be with Dame coming in with 32 last year, Giannis 31.
Hopefully healthy Chris.
But I'm as far as the top two guys, I mean, you know, you at least expected to make it to the finals with a duel like that. But I think it's what you. I think they had to do something like this to get the fan base reignited, to get Giannis more engaged, and we know what Dame was. He's super hungry to come somewhere. He's got to be happy to be playing with Giannis. Now Horst did his job. Now the pressure's on Griff. What can you put out on the floor? What kind of system can he implement to make use of these two guys?
Well, that was my next question. How does Dame's game fit with the Bucks, specifically with Giannis? Right, because there's gonna be some adjustments for both, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're gonna go through that phase, which it's always ugly to see where you get two stars together. Where all right, it's your turn. Like you go, you know, up and down the court. That's why I love like Golden State's offense. They just got a ball movement, right? Balls, and we know how from playing. Ben knows like the ball's gonna find the weak defender eventually. You just keep moving the ball; it's gonna find the weak defender, right? So that's what Golden State does. They keep their guys moving. Steph doesn't overhandle the ball all the time; he's on the move. Like I say, I'm very interested in seeing what Griff is gonna come up with. Oddly enough, and I don't know if Ben agrees, the system last year with Bud probably fits with Dame too because they run a lot of high pick and roll. Right,
because defensive scheme.
Right, but the high pick and roll, Dame lives in that, and he's going to feast. I mean, what are you going to do with a Lillard Giannis pick and roll?
I mean, here's the thing: the best coaches in the NBA, and what you said about Griff is true. If he's a defensive guy, it doesn't matter. You have to be able to adjust to your personnel.
Yes.
And when you have two superstars, there are no excuses, right? You figure out a way to make it work with a guy who can get a bucket at anywhere around the court with somebody who in a pick and roll situation will be deadly. Plus, again, you didn't have to get rid of as many guys as you thought. You still have, I think Evan Cohen, who joined us last segment, made a really good point. You still have Bobby Portis and Pat Connaughton, which again, there is a sentimental value to everyone who was a part of the 2021 championship team. But I'd say the one I had the most sentimental value to was Drew Holiday. Value, right? Like what he did stopping them on defense, right? Pat Connaughton, Bobby Portis, you may love them, but they are assets because this is a business. So what Evan said, I think could be true. The Bucks might not be done helping create a system that will fit within Griff. And if you have Damian Lillard and Giannis, you're trying to figure out how to make that work, that's a great problem.
Yeah, it is. And what you said about Griff is right. He's a defensive guy, and he's going to need it because you got rid of two highly regarded defenders. I love Drew Holiday. I got to give him props for what he did here in Milwaukee, what he brought to the floor, to the court. We know how great Dame is offensively. But we saw Drew pick up the slack when he needed to in a lot of situations. Yeah, obviously, there's games where he's not an every day I'm going to score 30 guy. But we saw a few games where you needed him to score. And guess what? He came up huge for you, right, in the scoring column, which is not his strength. But defensively is where you're going to miss him the most. We know that. Grayson Allen, also another good defender. So Griff is going to need to get his scheme on.
I'm going to disagree with that. He became a liability when Jaylen Brown put him in his pocket.
He has a reputation of being a good defender. I don't personally like Grayson Allen. He wasn't my kind of guy. He wasn't my kind of guy. But he was regarded highly defensively in the league. So that's two guys you got to replace on defensive end on the perimeter. Adrian's going to have to come up with a scheme. Dame's not that type of defender. Dame is a competitor, but he ain't those type of defenders. So he's definitely have his work cut out defensively. But again, this is going to be an offensive team. There, if those two guys can consistently figure out a way to both get their shots. And that's the thing. Like, what's the shot distribution with those two going to be? And don't forget, we have Middleton
again,
who can score.
I'm not worried about it, but
you still got to figure it out.
I agree. What a strength for Dame is the ability to space the floor to an unlimited level, which opens up more for Giannis and the rest of the team. What Giannis can do getting to the paint will open up stuff for Dame and Chris. And again, they have enough pieces to get it done. It's championship or bust.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say it this way: it's not much of a concern. It's like, we've seen teams stack stars together and it not work. So that's where I'm saying that comes from.
I agree.
I'm excited to watch it, though.
It's not our job to put it together.
Correct. I'm excited to watch it unfold.
I mean, when you're just saying that, you understand who Giannis is as a player. Do you think this is something where Dame is hungry for a title? He seems like a guy that's a team guy. Do you think that this will actually work and the Bucks will be successful matching and pairing these two superstars together in Milwaukee?
And that's what I don't know, because When you look at players, you put players together. All right, if I'm going to play with Ben Bruss, I've seen Ben Bruss play. Like, they've seen each other play. They know what they want to do. That's what I'm saying. There's going to be that initial awkwardness of where I'm going to defer to this guy.
It's like a first date,
right? Who's going to be the man, and how is it going to work?
I just sense based off their personalities,
it's not that.
It's not that easy.
We started a radio show. We feel each other out.
I didn't play in the league. I didn't get to play with Magic or James Worthy. Only thing I played in was 2K. But my whole thing is this, though. When I look at Giannis and what he means to this franchise and how he would defer, I feel like if you're going to go play with a superstar, Giannis is a superstar that's definitely going to defer to Dame because he understands some of his liabilities and he understands the greatness of Damian Lillard. So that's why I'm confident that Giannis is going to say, you know what? Go ahead, win this game, Dame. I understand when I drive, they're going to try to build this wall. I want Dame to win this game, and that's why I wanted him to be on my team.
Kyle, it's simply this. When guys change roles, you don't know what they're going to be unless you've seen them there before. When have you seen Dame be the number two option? Dame ain't coming here to be number one. Giannis is number one, right? Giannis is number one. Dame is going to be 1A.
When
have you seen Dame in a 1A role?
When have you seen Dame in an opportunity to win a title?
It doesn't matter if you've seen her or not.
100% it matters.
Because Giannis is playing hot potato with the ball in game five against the Heat. You know who's not going to shrink in that moment? Dame time!
The man pulling up from half court.
Dame time!
And just staring at people. You worry too much, Tony?
You guys are talking from hope. I'm just talking from strictly.
For what I see.
I've seen guys do it. And have you seen it the other way? Look at Mikal Bridges, right? He goes from Phoenix, where he's like fourth fiddle. He goes to Brooklyn. He's getting off. We see the type of player he can actually be.
He sure went off in the World FIBA USA Championship.
That's the difference. He's back to fourth, third, or fiddle, right? He's not the top.
Nah.
He's not the guy. So I'm just saying, guys, their role changes. They might change.
LeBron did it, and I think Giannis would do it as well.
LeBron. Dude, now you're talking about a unicorn. Let's go to Giannis as the example. Come on, Kyle. You can't go there.
Tony,
a lot of great players. I'm just saying, I'm excited to watch it work. I hope it works well. I hope it's not clunky like we've seen other stars shove together and become clunky. I want it to be smooth. But like I said, Horst did his job. Congratulations. Now it's on you, Coach Griff.
Tony Smith, thanks for popping in on Kyle Brussmore and breaking down all things Damian Lillard to the Milwaukee Bucks. Super excited to keep the conversation going with a Packers superfan, Justin Sterna. Now listen to this. I need you to listen to this. He is going to his 100th straight Packer game. He is here live in studio. When I say that, when COVID happened, he went to the place that the Packers were playing. He stood outside the stadium. Took a selfie, said, I was here. The game was in London. You know where Justin was? He was there. 100 straight. None of you listening have done it. but you can hear from somebody who did that next on KBN.